Heavenly Father, we're so thankful. I feel your presence right now since you're so close and so real. Father, we pray for every heart, every life, every individual, boy, girl, man, woman, whoever, aunt, uncles, grandmothers, grandfathers, whoever this message goes to, that Jesus is the answer in this day that we're living. Truly, Jesus is the answer. And Father, we thank you for that privilege of being able to send your word throughout the nations. Lord, what an awesome privilege to realize that this word at this very moment is going throughout this world to the places that we have not even seen, the homes that we've never been in their homes. And Father, this word is going into their living room, to their quarters where they are at. And Father, I pray for the mighty unction of the Holy Spirit to be in a very large way to perform a blessing upon these ones in a very special way for every heart, for every individual. We pray for a mighty blessing. Father, we exclude none. We pray for all. We pray whatever your need is, that God would fulfill that need and to help you, to set you on a road toward heaven. That everyone that's hearing this word today, that you know that you're going to heaven, and that heaven is coming very shortly. And we need to be prepared. We need to be ready. And I just encourage you this day that to give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you do not know him, he is the answer. He is the way maker. And through Jesus Christ, all things are possible. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. And we all need that reestablishing daily, whether we've been saved 1,000, 100 years, or how long, we need to still come faithfully toward God every day of our life. Because without that, we die out to ourselves. Our bodies decay without the Spirit of God. And we need that renewing of life in this body. We need the renewing of our minds. We need the renewing of our spirit, that we can be able to stand in this last hour and having done all to stand. We need to receive that special adoption from heaven, that God has adopted us as his children, and he will take care of us. He has never lost any, and such a privilege to come this night. Father God, in your wonderful name, I pray that you touch mightily the people out there in a very special way. Touch every heart. Whatever their desire is, that they need Jesus, Father, if they can have, as they surrender their heart to you, that they can receive salvation this day. Whatever the need is, that they need healing. If those ones who have lived a half moral life, that they need to have and encourage them to go even deeper in you this day. I pray for all these different ones. I pray for the sick this day. I pray for the weary this day. I pray for those who need encouragement. I pray for those who have went the last mile they feel within themselves. Give them that extra measure of strength, extra measure of faith this day, that they will stand in faith. And having done all to stand through faith, we believe a mighty touch in heaven. I pray that you'd bind all hindering powers, all wrong spirits, all things that's not from you. Father God, it comes from the evil one. And Father, we come against those powers for these beloved people, for these wonderful people that you've given us as a ministry to minister to them. And Father, I pray, Lord, that thy will be done. And I pray that you would pour out abundant life to them, a mighty blessings, hallelujah, abundantly of your glory upon them. Touch them in a miraculous way, in a special way this day. And Father, we know that there's nothing impossible to those that you, those that will call upon you, believing that you can do great and mighty exploits in this last days, because we know that you're going to pour out a mighty spirit. You're going to be a mighty revival to those who believe. There's going to be a mighty people that's going to come forth, and we're believing this message is going to come out in a very powerful way, and we're going to see people touched by the Spirit of God, and you're going to do a great work. Father, you told me years ago that I did not understand this, basically, to the last few days, that I would be able to speak to the world, and that's coming to pass. We're speaking to the world, so we're out there, world, wherever you are. If you need Jesus, he's the answer. I don't care if you've been out. You need Jesus. You need that forgiveness. You need that cleansing of Jesus, that Jesus so gave himself, that God so loved us all, that he gave us Jesus as the answer. He gave us the propitiation of our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the
sin to the whole world. Jesus paid in full that we can be saved, that we can be forgiven, that we can have a new home, a new hope, a new structure, a new calling. And I pray for a mighty blessing upon these this day. I pray that you touch them in a mighty way. Just welcome all of you out there in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. A couple hours ago, I fell asleep and I woke up and I was stunned how long I'd slept, and it was after lunch. God, let me feel how the people will feel if they miss the wonderful rapture. And I felt so, I can't explain how terrible I felt. In here last night, I was full of God's Spirit, but I felt this at that time. I felt the confusion. I felt the sense of knowing that I'd missed it, that I missed that heavenly blessing. And for those that miss it, it means there's going to be a troublesome time upon this earth. We need to realize that God doesn't want us to go through these troublesome times. It's going to take place after the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us, therefore, cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of life. That's very plain. Let us put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us put off the evilness. And that's what we all face and what gives us our problems, that we come to Jesus many times, but where it's hard for us to grow in the Lord. Many people have struggled in growth in the Lord. And many people realize, and that many people are taught, well, once you just accept, that's all you need. But I believe people out there this day, I love you and God loves you. We need more than that. We need an up-to-date experience every day of our life. We need to have a beyond measure. We need to, like the 10 virgins. The Bible says in the 25th chapter of Matthew, there was 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And I believe that's really probably the church. This is a picture of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ. Many are called, but few are chosen. The foolish went out, and they didn't keep oil for the lamps. They went and did their thing. They was probably going, having a good time, and they was doing out, and they was still virgins. They were included as a child of God. But there come a time when the bridegroom came for that special day. And how, when the sound was given, 5 wise kept their oil in their lamps. And they had oil enough. The unwise came to them, says, spare us some of your oil. Give us some oil that we might be able to have lights for our lamps too. And the righteous says, we don't have enough to spare with you. We only have enough as we need this journey. And the righteous went and they went out and sought for oil, but it was too late. And that's what's coming right now. We're living a time when we need to be ready. We need to be prepared because Jesus is coming back through the clouds of glory. He's coming for those who's looking for His coming. The Apostle Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, not to me only, but to those that love His appearance. When we lose our first love, when we lose our what we once had in count of God, we makes us where we may be able to miss that engagement. We're going to have a special engagement when God, it's going to be such a wonderful time. Bible says, but written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared for them to love God. But God hath revealed them by the Spirit. Yea, the Spirit searches, yea, the deep things of God. For the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God has a mighty blessing upon His coming. He said, come ye all you people, come. I'm coming soon. Be prepared. We need to realize that God's calling. He's calling America throughout the world. Be prepared because He's coming for His children. In James, the 5th chapter, it says, God longs for that day. God longs for the time His children come home. God is longing for this day. God has prepared for this day. God is ready this day. God has made everything ready. He's prepared heaven this day. He's prepared a heavenly blessing. It's going to be quite a banqueting table. It's going to be a time of great laughter, of great joy, of great peace, a great time of celebration is coming very soon. And you need not to, out there, you need to be prepared. You need to be ready because Jesus is coming soon. He's coming through the clouds of glory. The Bible says, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. And when you see these things come to pass, look up, for you the signs or times are truly here. A year ago, Katrina came through and God gave me the word of knowledge, and I knew that that was going to take place. For what we have it on record, Katrina was a deathly thing that came to New Orleans. It took many lives, and they're still struggling there today, and they are going through poverty. They're going through despair, and that's what's happening many places on this earth. If you follow the weather that's happened in this America, you'll see that there's many people just this last week have went through tornadoes. They went through storms. They went through things, and the elements are changing. Things are changing everywhere, and great things are coming. But God has said, wake up, America. Down the call, God sends the storms as his tool to speak to our heart. And we need to be ready when we start hearing the storms. We hear of things that's happened, that God said, my church, my people, I have a warning. I'm coming soon. But we don't seem to have that warning. And through that warning, we go on in our careless ways. We go as the five foolish virgins. We go and we just say, well, I don't need no law because God's not coming today. But the Bible says God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but as long-suffering, us were not willing that any should perish, but all should have come to repentance. God said, repent, everybody. Repent. Be prepared. We need to repent every day of our life. And that's what prayer is about. I come every day and say, Lord, I want to do better. And God forgives me. And that's what he wants us all to have, an up-to-date experience every day of our life, that we're prepared for that next day, that God would take us home at that day, even through before the rapture comes. We will be prepared for heaven. We need to realize that our lives are worth more than we can imagine. God paid in full, paid a debt that we could not pay. He paid a debt that he didn't owe, but he gave it freely that we might live, and he would adopt us as his children into his family. And for whosoever would come to the Lord Jesus Christ, that we could be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all thy heart and all thy family and all thy household, and thou shalt be saved. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou hast knowest not. God has given the invitation worldwide to stay, is prepared to be ready because he's coming soon. God said, come, my people, come, open yourself to me, for I loveth thee. And we don't seem to answer. We don't seem to reply. We don't get the message in our thick skulls. We don't take heed to the things we've heard. We don't take this challenge. We take it lightly, and we go our very ways. And our churches go on day after day, week after week, and not including that God's coming back. I hear them every place. God lets me hear them, and God tells me what they're saying too, and they're not including him. They're not even looking for that day. They think many days, it's going to be many days, they're going to have great things happen. But I'll tell you, it's coming very fast to a conclusion. There's going to be a conclusion of the things that's taken forth. The order then will be a day of struggling, a day of not productivity. It will be a day of troubles, a day that has never been found upon this earth, a great day of sorrows. It's going to be a great day that Revelation perceives that many people have been better, that they had never been born. It's a day that there's a careless living. It's going to catch up with you. You start living carelessly and coming the way of your own unjust, in your own just manner, and say it's okay. Well, it's not okay, because God does not overlook you, sir. God does not overlook you, sister. He doesn't overlook you, whoever you are. God sees who you are every day of your life. He sees through you. You may not believe in his Holy Spirit. You may not even believe in Jesus. But that nevertheless, that doesn't change that God knows all about you. And then you may not believe in him, but you need to start believing in him, because he is your Savior. He is your soon coming King. And if you don't believe on it, the Bible says, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And that's there, a very positive presence of God that only we can receive. I hesitate in this area because many of our people hesitate making those decisions. Man, woman, boy, or girl, God loves you. I love you. God loves you in such a great, great, you can't understand the love of God. But God loves you. God doesn't want to send you to us. at devil's hell. God wants to save you. God wants to forgive you. God wants to give you a clean slate this day. God wants to set you free, that you'll no longer be a captive by the powers of darkness, the powers of Lucifer that comes upon this earth, the powers of evilness that come upon this earth is plagued with evilness. The churches have even feel the stench of him. He comes into their assemblies. He comes in their aisles. He comes and shows himself even as God. The Bible says that in Thessalonians. He will show himself as God himself. He comes to show himself as he is, what his spirit is. If it's not a godly spirit, then you have him in your presence. If there's arguments, if there's envy, there's strife, there's evil things and you condone it, then he's in your services. He's there directly. He's there to interrupt your service. He's interrupt what God has for you. And if you haven't tasted the wonderful Holy Spirit that we had last night and God moved in a mighty way, I'll tell you, there's nothing like that manna from heaven. There's nothing like the Spirit of God. There's nothing like the control of God. God's here to help you, to supply your need, to be. He is forever faithful. God will never lie to you. God cannot lie. He is the one that's all truth. The enemy comes as a liar. He comes to cheat you. He comes to destroy you. He wants to see you being destroyed. He wants you to lose your life. He wants you to come up as a total failure. But God wants you to not be a failure no longer. God wants to include you in his household. And he will take care of you this day forevermore. And he will provide for you. He will overtake you. And he will shelter you. He will protect you with his mighty hand. He is not slack concerning his promise. As God will come upon you and touch you in a mighty way. And give you strength forevermore. He will forgive you. Have a new state. A new blessing. You need to walk in the Spirit. That no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh, for the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We need to call upon God. We need to seek his face. We need to apply ourselves to his will. We need to apply ourselves to holiness. We must abstain from all appearance of evil. Now this doesn't sound very acceptable in many hearts, but I'll tell you, it will keep you in God's sight. It will keep you toward heaven. You say, well, God's one way. Yes, he's one way. I praise God for he is one way. I wouldn't want to serve someone that was two-sided. I don't think you would either. And we serve the living God, and the living God is true. He has never failed. He is always faithful. He is always there. He brings healing. He brings just rights. When you come before God, his judgment is balanced. His judgment is truth. His judgment is holy. His judgment is without any way, any examination of no one. We can even not explain how wonderful God is. He's beyond our calibration. He's beyond anything that we can imagine. He is real, and he wants to be in the hearts of his people. And that's just so hard for many people to get that in their thick skulls or thick heads or whatever it is up there. They've got that full of the things of this world. And God wants to separate and get rid of these things that's in your head that takes your time, your thoughts from God. And God wants to be part of you. If you can't do this, you're going to miss it, my brother. You're going to miss it, my sister. You need to realize that the things that we have in our homes take our tools. The enemy comes into our home and distracts us, takes our daily living from us. We listen to a boob tube, and we look at the things that these characters and imps of hell many times showing what the world is. When you stood into the God side, it is pictures that we see, these things form in our minds, and pretty soon we're caught up and a nation full of trash in our minds. Trash. We don't never read the Word of God. We don't call upon God. And then we want to be spared. But this time is coming very short when these things and all these things that you want that's so wonderful, these things separate you from God. These things that you say that you have to have separate you from the power of God. The churches have no power because they have these things also. And then take that separation. Separation will get you to heaven. Separation of these things in this world. If you call upon God, he will answer you. You have to choose you this day whom you'll serve, America. Choose you this day and God will bless you. We need to realize that God's paying full. He's still paying full. But there's going to be a day, a very short time, that God's going to say, come home, my beloved. Come home. We're coming home whether you're ready, the others are ready or not. God's coming very shortly. There's going to be things that's on the agenda in Israel. Things God's coming has to come very shortly because there's things going to come over there. There's going to be a calamity. There's going to be a calamity that come to this nation. The United States is going to see some great, terrible things that's going to happen. There's going to be things that's going to happen through many parts of this earth. The property that I'm sitting in this day will probably come to a place of destruction. That day is coming very shortly, and we sit on our seats. We sit there, but you don't know what's going to take tomorrow. God's the answer. God's your friend. The enemy comes. He wants you. He is doomed for evilness. He is doomed for hell. But he wants to take as many of us with him. He can sneer at God and say, I'm taking your best. God loves you because he wants you because you are his best. You need to resist that evil one and come and seek God, and he will bless you. He will insure you. We insure ourselves in lifetimes for all the insurance of things, but we don't insure ourselves with the things of God. We need to be realized that this insurance we take with God is for real. It will take you through life's storm. He will be with you while you're here, and he will be with you over there. God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. His all-seeing eye is upon the whole earth, and nothing is overlooked by him. He is greater than any force that you've ever seen. He sees all things, and praise God, and the kingdom of God. He is here. He's here. Prepare. Prepare, old church. Prepare. Because you're not ready, saith the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. Father, I just pray. I'm not going to conclude anymore. I know you're spoken. I pray for the hearts of the people out there that you will realize that God's coming soon. And if you knew me, you know me. It's not from my heart. It's from God speaking to my heart by his Spirit. God's here to testify that he's coming back. And I'm a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And I know that's what God's called me to do. People, pastors are not calling this, but I'm calling it because God's ordained me by the Spirit of God to prepare, 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 because he's coming soon. I don't want to miss it. I don't know about you. I have to prepare. I have to do the same thing that you're going to have to do. I have to go home and prepare for tomorrow. I don't want to backslide this night. I want to be a blessing tomorrow. I want to walk in his counsel, in his judgment. He is forever faithful. And God bless you, people. Bless you mightily. But seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thought. And to our God will he abundantly pardon. For higher the heavens are than the earth, and so is God's ways higher than our way. So is his thoughts higher than our thoughts. God will keep you. He will bless you. He will keep you through the hours of struggle. He will keep you the times. What agreement have a temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell with them. I will walk with them, and they shall be my people. Come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, and I shall be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us therefore cleanse ourselves, perfect and wholeness in the fear of God. God's here not to chastise you, but encourage you, to forgive you, that you might have a new slate, a new talk, a new direction. God bless you all. I love you. Call my brother. He will answer. If you call the sign that he has, call where this comes from, and we'll pray for you. We'll pray with you, and God will save you. He will keep you. We need the Spirit of God alive. We need to have that overpowering of the Spirit of God alive and well in our hearts. We thank you this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.